Did you grow up out of?
That's where I was. That's where I grew up. Uh-huh. Was where my father is now. And I lived there until I was 20, which time I got married. My mother spent most of her life here in Harrison County. She married my father when she was 21, I think, and he was about 31 or something like that. Anyway, my mother is deceased, and she's been dead over a year now, but my father's still living.
Where was your mother born?
She was born in El Dorado, Arkansas.
Uh-huh. Where is that?
That's approximately probably 160 miles from here. It's in the vicinity of Little Rock, Arkansas. It's
And she was a child when she moved here? Or?
No, she moved from Little Rock or El Dorado, Arkansas to Shreveport, Louisiana with her parents, and this is where she met my father and married him.
Oh, so she was about 20 or so when
she was probably about 20 when she came to Marshall.
What was her occupation?
She was just a housewife.
When you say your father was in the cattle business, do you mean he's a rancher, or does he auction, or?
Yeah, he's a rancher. Now, he doesn't have any cattle now. He has sold them all out. When I was growing up, he also had 5 cotton gins in Harrison County that he ran. And he since, of course, has gotten out of the cotton business and out of the cattle business. Actually, he's retired, really. He just piddles out on the farm. He doesn't have to do anything. He just takes it easy.
Cotton was still big here when you were growing up?
Sure was. Cotton was a big, major product of, in fact, nearly every farmer here in Harrison County made their living on cotton when I was growing up. Which hasn't been, but 15 years ago, there was over 6,000 bales of cotton gin in Harrison County a year. 6,000. Now there won't be 50 this year.
Why did it suddenly die out?
The federal government came in and started paying these farmers. I don't know what was the proper word. I can't remember what it was, but they were paying them money, so much an acre, not to plant cotton. And they were paying them more than they were making. So they quit doing it. That's what happened to it.
What about your parents' education? You know?
My father just had high school, and also my mother, and I don't really know whether either one of them graduated or not, but they had no special education, no.
Mm-hmm. What was your mother's maiden name?
Dorothy.
And tell me some about your grandparents on your mother's side, where they were born and what sort of work they did.
Okay, my grandmother, who is the only one that I would be able to remember because my mother's father was deceased before I was born. She was born in somewhere in the state of Arkansas is all I know. She remarried and spent most of her life in Little Rock, Arkansas with a cabinet maker. He was a furniture, did furniture work. And then when he died, she moved to Shreveport, Louisiana, which is 30 miles from Marshall, East Marshall. Mm-hmm. And she lived there with her daughter until she became very ill and had to be transferred to a nursing home here in Marshall. Mm-hmm. And most of her life, she did no type of professional work. She was just a housewife and raised children all of her life was all. Mm-hmm. And then she came to Marshall and resided at one of the local nursing homes here, and is where she died 5 years ago.
She was married twice?
She was married twice, that's correct. Her first husband was my mother's father. Now, he's the one that died before I was born. Mm-hmm. The second husband was a man by the name of W.A. Mm-hmm. who was the cabinet maker. That was, in other words, my mother's stepfather.